Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Ada and Gio. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. You know what time it is? It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Omid from Fairfax, Virginia, Max and Lily from Australia, Carter from California, Emer and Niall from Ireland, and Nolan and Griffin from Parker, Colorado. I'm so glad that you're all in the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. I'm so glad that you listen to the stories every day. And so if you haven't yet, make sure that you smash that follow or like button so that you don't miss a single story. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. Ada, hurry, it's time to go, shouted Gio. They were both getting ready for the big zoo party. Have you ever been to a zoo party before? Yeah, maybe a birthday party at the zoo. Well, this is a little different. This was actually a party for the zoo. The zoo was turning 10 years old. It was kind of like a birthday party for the zoo. And the whole town was going to celebrate all the animals that lived there and how good of a zoo it was. They did a really good job at keeping all the animals really happy and healthy. And Ada and Gio loved to go there as much as they could to help even with some of the chores. Like, they had become friends, their family had become friends with some of the zookeepers who would let Ada and Gio, like, feed the animals or even, like, help take care of them, which is a really cool, important, special job. And so Ada and Gio had been waiting for this big party for a very long time, and they couldn't wait to get there. Come on, let's go. Ada and Gio hopped into the car, and their parents drove towards the zoo. Both of their faces were plastered to the glass of the window as they approached the zoo. They couldn't wait to get there. As they arrived, there were balloons and desserts everywhere, even some desserts that were specially made for animals. Ada and Gio, they loved all the different animals at the zoo. There were, you know, monkeys and elephants and cheetahs and fish, all kinds of different exhibits and places where the animals lived. But their favorite one were Paul the Panda. Wow, Paul the Panda was such a cool panda. He was kind of slow and blah, 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 but he was really nice. And they were really excited because they had helped the zoo make a very special apple pie for Paul the Panda. As soon as they put it in front of Paul the Panda, he was so excited, he gobbled the whole thing up. Wow. He was a very hungry panda. That apple pie probably lasted 5 seconds on that plate. I've never seen a panda eat that quickly before. He got pretty messy and splashed a lot of the apple sauce and apple pie onto Ada and Gio. They thought that was kind of funny. Ada, oh no, I think it's in my hair, said Gio. Here, let me help you with that, said Ada. As they cleaned themselves off from that giant explosion of apple pie from Paul the Panda, all of a sudden, Paul the Panda's belly started to rumble and rumble. Uh-oh, I think he ate too much or too fast, said Ada. Paul the Panda had definitely eaten way too fast. And I think there's something going on with pandas eating apples too fast. As Ada and Gio asked the zookeeper to pull up Paul the Panda's medical charts and to learn more about pandas, they saw that apples are okay for pandas to eat, but not like all at the same time. And so his tummy was definitely not feeling good. The zookeeper said, oh no. When Paul the Panda gets a tummy ache like this, it could last for weeks. Oh no, there's only one way to help him get better. Wait, there's a way to get him better? Said Gio. Oh yeah, there's a way, but it's like really far away.
Well, what's it called? Said Ada.
Well, there's a flower that lives back in China where Paul the Panda, his family's from. And there's this special flower called a Luna flower. And that flower is known to help make pandas' tummies better.
What if we went on an adventure to go find that flower?
Oh, that's a fun idea, but it's actually a really rare flower. Like, not many people have ever even seen one. So I wouldn't worry about that, said the zookeeper. Ada and Gio both looked at each other and knew exactly what they needed to do.
Ada, I think we should go. Do you have your jetpacks with you?
Yeah, I left mine in the car.
Perfect. Let's go.
Ada and Gio asked their parents, and their parents understood because Ada and Gio were on the spy team, and so they understood these kind of missions would happen sometimes. They are really cool parents. And Ada and Gio slapped on their jetpacks and blasted off on their way to China. This was a very, very far away place from where they were. And as they flew and flew and flew, they had to fly it through a lot of clouds. And way above them, they would even fly over some thunderstorms. That's how high they had to fly. As they arrived in China and slowly touched down in the jungle, they looked around for any kind of clues, but they didn't know exactly what they were looking for.
Hey, Gio. Why don't we maybe, let's try and find a panda and see if that panda knows where these flowers are.
Ada and Gio started exploring in the rainforest, and pretty soon they found somebody.
Oh, hello, Mr. Orangutan. It's nice to meet you, said Ada.
I don't speak orangutan, said Gio. But let's show him a picture of this flower. They pull out a picture of this Luna flower, and the orangutan looked puzzled and confused on his face. And then all of a sudden, he got very excited. I think he remembered that flower, like he'd seen it before. And he very excitedly brought Ada and Gio deeper into the rainforest. As they arrived deeper and deeper into the rainforest, there it was in the middle of this small stream that cut right through the river, the rainforest. This big Luna flower, which was pink with purple polka dots and yellow lines. It was beautiful. There were several of these flowers, so they knew that if they just took one, you know, they would leave the rest for the other pandas with tummy aches. And they just took one and put it in a very special bag, put it in their spy gear backpack, and off they flew. As they flew back to the zoo, they were hoping to get back in time before that Paul the Panda's tummy was getting even worse. As they arrived at the zoo, they were eagerly welcomed by the zookeepers, who couldn't even believe that they flew all the way to China and back in one day.
Wow, where'd you get those jetpacks? Said the zookeeper.
We can't talk about it. It's actually a secret, said Ada.
Okay, well, you found the flower? Said the zookeeper.
Yeah, here it is. Gio pulled the bag out of the backpack. And there it was, this very special Luna flower that had some kind of magical healing powers in it for pandas. They gave it to Paul the Panda, and he swallowed it down and instantly helped his tummy feel better.
Wow, that was a really fast-acting medicine, said the zookeeper.
Ada and Gio, you guys are pretty awesome. Would you like to be a part of, like, our team here at the zoo? I know we've given you a lot of jobs here and there, but what if you come in every day and help us out with different things?
We would love that, shouted Ada and Gio together. This was the beginning of a really fun adventure for them. An adventure of helping animals and saving and helping the sick ones too. At the zoo. The end.
Wow, that was an awesome story. Well, since you listened all the way to the end, it's time for more good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Griffin from Idaho, Lila from Dis UK, Everett and Nolan from California, Ethan and Leo from Georgia, and Skylin from Arizona. I'm so glad that you're on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, I hope you guys have a super duper day. And guess what? There's so many more stories. I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.